All right, the Reds, it is three strikes. Three strikes then is this. We pick three topics and we talk about them. We get stuck into them. They are topics that are current in the world of the media, etc. People are talking about them and now we're going to talk about them as well. I've got Rob Gutman, Sean Bennett and Neil Atkinson as your panel today. And we're kicking off strike one, the Euros, specifically the format of the Euros. So while there's been lots to enjoy and some great football and a fantastic Magic Monday on the day we record, we were recording after the day after the Magic Monday, but it was a tremendous evening of football. But underneath all that, there are moans and groans about the format. So the Sweden manager is not best pleased. For example, the Hampden Park is the venue for their round of 16 game, because while cities such as Budapest and Copenhagen have invigorated Euro 2020, it says here, Glasgow can only accommodate only a few thousand spectators because of the restrictions. Wales too have been getting stuck into it all. Chris Gunter said it was a joke setup of a tournament. They had to go all over the show, that the supporters couldn't really follow them, and so he wasn't happy. The Sweden manager's not happy. Logistics behind the scenes, there are several people who aren't happy, it's fair to say. So I thought, so that's the panel, what they all thought. So Rob, start with you, mate. What do you think?
My gut reaction is there is a backdrop to why this is what like it is, because of the frigging pandemic. You know, if I take a step, I've not spent a lot of time thinking about where they should play and which regulations are going to affect which teams and who it would benefit and what have you. But just as a pure overview, I'm thinking, this feels like a minefield trying to pick locations with constantly changing regulation, with all, you know, different rules about how many people can get inside grounds. I just don't envy that process. And I think of the fellas or the men and women who have done this. Now, they're all going to be fellas, aren't they? Let's be right. The weird fellas at UEFA who have done this.
Weird fellas.
Yeah. I'm no natural friend of those weird fellas, but you can't help but think, I wouldn't want to have been in their shoes and trying to riddle how you do put together this
Wales
tournament.
Wales had to do Baku, Rome, Denmark, and Sweden have had to do Seville, St. Petersburg, and now Hampden Park.
Sounds boss.
I know, but they can't go on the ale.
No, I know.
It does sound boss, but they can't go on the ale.
I'm not drilling down into this,
they're doing mini European tours in a pandemic. You know,
maybe it should all have happened in New Zealand. I don't know.
UFC just boxed an island off and they all just went there and swat the fuck out of each other on an island.
Wool, though, isn't it?
It is wool, but it made sense that approach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, yeah, I can get why they all went and sparked each other on one island.
but these Spark Island, they call it.
Yeah.
Don't go across those seas to no Spark Island.
I just feel... I don't know. It just feels like graft trying to work out exactly how we were going to do this. And I know some people do get paid for these things. I just wonder what he thinks, what those managers in particular think exactly what this would have looked like to benefit them. But what would have benefited them have a knock-on decision and not benefited somebody else? They're probably right within it. But if I'm one of the weird UEFA fellas listening to this gripe, I'm thinking, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? It wasn't easy. What are you going to do? There's worse things we'll get criticised for as UEFA, more deserving things than this.